Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
At nagbabalik tayo sa ating programa. Kasama niyo pa rin Edinal Magtibay dito sa SBS Filipino. At tulad ng aking ipinangako kanina, marami tayong pag-uusapan ng mga kwento ng inspirasyon ng ating mga kababayan. At isa na dyan ang nurse na si Nurse Gren Histon na nasa kabilang linya ngayon. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Mrs. Histon.
Hello, how are you?
Good, kumusta ang Christmas?
Great.
So, napakasayang Pasko, marami rin tayong mga kwento ng nagpasaya at giving back pagdating sa family ng mga Histon. Pero bago yan, Jen, ipagpakilala muna kayo ng iyong hobby sa ating mga tagapakinig.
Hello, Australia. Good morning to you all. Happy holidays. My name is Gren Phil Histon, but you can call me Gren, and here's my husband.
Hi, I'm Tony.
Hi, Tony. Yeah, and so Mr. and Mrs. Histon. Gren, how long have you been in Australia?
Since 2014. That was a long time ago, but I started here as a student. On a student visa.
So as a nurse on a student visa. So
alam
yes. Yung mga kababayan, itong si Gren, medyo roller coaster yung kanyang life. I have read yung mga sinulat niya, yung timeline ng buhay niya. It's very inspiring. Medyo nakakalungkot lang yung simula because we know that Gren is a victim of domestic violence back in the Philippines before she got here in Australia, before she migrated. And gusto ko marinig from you, Gren, saan ka humugot ng lakas ng loob para mapaglabanan lahat ng mga pinagdaanan mo na yon?
It's all about my parents and of course my dream. It was one of those darkest days na I thought I'm not gonna be able to get out from. Since 2014, I really wanted to migrate here in Australia, and I must say it was also a successful escape plan and an eye-opener to me and a very abusive ex-partner back home. And till now, I must admit, I get nightmares from it, but it's all about the trauma. I did get out of it because of my dreams. Mm-hmm. I blocked all those bad energy, put my head down and do the work, do the hard work. And it was a total struggle here in the beginning as a newly migrant, any new migrant would encounter. And but I always reminded myself what I always wanted. And I had to prove my parents that all their hard work wouldn't go into waste. Those bad memories we all have. I'm pretty sure all of our Kababayans and all Filipinos out there, they have stories to tell. But it's all about learning from it. So there's no losing in any situation. We always gain something from it. So I've learned a lot from that past relationship. I'm very happy now that I am married to my husband. I met my husband on Tinder.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it, babe?
Yeah,
I would like to ask Tony, you met the love of your life online, what was the most exciting part of meeting people online?
Well, I think there's an anticipation when you meet somebody face-to-face for the first time, because we spoke for quite a while over the phone. Before we met in person, and it was particularly anxious because Gren actually kept me waiting in the car out the front of her house for 45 minutes.
Wow.
I went and banged on her front door and there was no answer. And so I phoned and there was no answer. And then I went back and sat in the car for a while and thought, I think I've got the right house. I felt like a stalker for a little bit, so I went back and banged on the door again, and then she emerged. I think she was a bit nervous to open the door.
Oh.
But yeah, I think meeting people for the first time face-to-face is more exciting and a little bit nerve-wracking when you've met online.
And meeting Gren, what do you admire the most about her?
I admire her strength. She's obviously very beautiful, as you'll see from her photos, but she's resilient, she's strong, she's a good mother, and she's got a very strong work ethic.
Wow. So seems like you're his knight in shining armor after all these years. All the stories that I've read about her. I guess you're part of the silver lining of her life.
Yeah, we're part of each other's stories now, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, that's great. So, Grant, I also heard after everything that has happened, you were able to graduate and marry the love of your life in 2017.
Yes, I did. So, 3 years ago, we got married twice.
Wow.
Twice. Once in here in Sydney, Australia, and one in Manila, Philippines. So we brought the party to them. And those guests that we have, our families and relatives, they came from all over the world just to celebrate, most important and biggest milestones in our marriage, in our life, mm-hmm. really. And Tinder works. It's just one in a million, like, really. I've heard horrible stories about finding person that you will, you will be spending your life with online. And I did it once, only once. He's decent. he's a senior IT executive in an IT firm. So I think, and I'm decent too.
Yeah, and there's nothing to be ashamed of that. I've met my husband online too. So yeah, and then we always do the messaging through our IG account. So that's how it all started. So I can say in this modern time, it works. It really works. Oh,
beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Fast track today, we've got a 4.5-year-old, and you can hear him from the background playing.
Yeah.
Playing
hello up there, baby boy. And Grant, I also heard that since everything went well for you and your family, you also tried to do something for the community by giving back. Can you tell us more about it?
We created our YouTube channel a couple of months ago.
Okay.
And it's under my name because it's actually always has been under my name, that account. We just tried. Our YouTube channel was born due to, during lockdown. But prior to this YouTube channel, we've been doing and giving back on the community, with or without camera on. We created this YouTube channel with the purpose of use for a good cause. One day when it all, God permits and people would love us,
yes,
then this channel will be another instrument, a way to give more to a lot of people.
From a regular family, naging YouTuber kayo at nagkaroon kayo ng mga vlogs. Paano nyo na-adjust yung mga stories? Paano nyo pa nagagawa ng time na maisingit yon sa mga schedules nyo?
Tony works full-time from home.
Oh, okay.
And I am a full-time mom and housewife. So Tony and I can be the videographer and photographer at the same time.
It's a teamwork,
teamwork. It is all about teamwork, and I do the editing, editing from the thumbnail, from the sequence of the video.
Very hands-on.
Very hands-on. So then you can know you know the sequence, and if I have some problems, I can just fix it myself, isn't it? It's time consuming. You gotta invest time, energy, and like money. But it's fun. I find it really fun, and it's one of I found a new passion on YouTube, and it's nice. It's been really, really fun meeting new people even online.
I noticed that, 2020 has brought a lot of change to everyone's lives this year. From you, your simple family turned into a vlogger, and a lot of crazy stuff is happening around. Pero maganda yung sinyo kasi it's a positive change how you adjusted with what is happening. And now that 2020 is ending, I would love to know the lessons that you have found or you have learned in the middle of this pandemic.
Well, it's Tony here. I think I've learned that family is the most important thing. My work prior to the pandemic involved a lot of travel, mm-hmm. and the real silver lining for me has been able to spend time, more time at home with family.
Wow. How about you, Gren?
Yes, me, first of all, I didn't learn about this, but my faith to God has been strengthened, like maybe to 1 million times. Like, it is only God that can give us that strength during these hard times, like that strong faith. You gotta hold on to it. So whoever's listening at the moment, you gotta hold on to it. Yeah. And second, it's always we can always help in the simplest way we can. You know, at this time we appreciate more the nature and the opportunity that was taken away from us to travel, isn't it? Like, yeah, we don't appreciate that much that we are able to travel anytime we want, yeah. and now it's been taken away from us. And above all, health is wealth. Physical and mental health are prime, and of course, family is life.
Oh, great. And very inspiring, ano, yung life ninyo, all your journey up to this year. And now I would like to ask your message to everyone, to all the Filipinos who are listening, who are also inspired by your life journey, Gren and Tony.
To all my kababayans who achieved their goals already, congratulations. And I don't know all of you, but my heart is sincerely happy for all of your achievements and whatever makes you happy. And let's continue to better ourselves for our families and support the new migrants too. And for new migrants, the best formula to success and achieve our each individual dreams is strong faith to God, hard work, and patience. Remember, there's no easy way to success. This no one said it's going to be easy. Ignore bullies and toxics. Block that bad energy.
Wow. Thank you so much for that message, Gren, and also to your hubby, Tony, ang mga bagong vlogger ng 2020. Kasi alam nyo, mga kababayan, ngayong taong ito, ang daming binago na buhay ng 2020. And from a regular family na merong mga masalimuot na pinagdaanan, especially si Nurse Gren, ngayon ay nakabuo na siya ng isang masayang pamilya, and through her vlogs ay tumutulong din sila sa ating community with his husband, Tony. So, yun ang ating ibinahagi kanina sa aming masayang kwentuhan. And maybe, mas marami pa tayong pag-uusapan sa mga susunod na panahon na makakapanayam natin ang mga kababayan natin, ano, na si Gren and si Tony.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.